This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis wants to change how quickly and how much Coloradans receive for their upcoming Tabor tax refunds this year. CPR's Benter Berkland reports.
Polis and Democrats are backing a bill to send taxpayers $400 rebates for individuals and $800 for couples this summer. Normally, the tax rebates would be paid next spring.
The rising costs are a real challenge for Colorado families. That's why we're working to get this relief out as soon as possible.
Republicans were quick to blast the move, saying it was an election year ploy by Polis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Beginning in fall of 2023, all four-year-olds will be eligible for 10 hours worth of free preschool per week through a universal preschool program signed into law on Monday. Colorado still lags behind most states in preschool access and spending. Lawmakers say the new program will help improve that. A bill that would crack down on fentanyl dealers while forcing more users into treatment has passed the state house. Currently, the bill would make it a felony to knowingly have 1 gram or more of the fatal drug. However, some, like Republican Representative Terry Carver, say the bill doesn't go far enough.
This bill, as it's written today, is not strong enough. It will not turn the corner, members, on the tsunami of death heading our way.
However, some justice reformers argue any felony possession criminalizes people who need help with their addictions. The bill has bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition. It now heads to the Senate. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It is 12:06, and this hour we're listening to Here and Now. Stick around.